When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm James Deacon and welcome to Desert Island Dicks, the show that sees you marooned on a desert island after a plane crash with the worst people and worst things imaginable. Who they are and why they're a dick is up to our guest. And here to share their Desert Island Dicks with us today is stand-up comedian Gabby Bryan. Hi, Gabby.
Hi, I'm so happy to be stranded on this island with you. It's nice out here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, nice so much as maybe right now, but you're going to live here for the rest of eternity, potentially.
Right, but it has a Bahama Mama vibe, so I think I could get down with this.
Okay, cool. No, I appreciate that. Gabby, I'm just going to say, I think you're possibly my first international record. I don't remember ever recording with anyone that was in America before. I could be wrong.
Listeners, do not tell him. Let's claim to say that I'm the first international guest.
I think so.
And since we're in international waters, I think this works out so perfectly.
I think you're right. Yes. Okay, that's great. We spoke about it briefly before we started recording. How did you find putting together your list of people and things for the Desert Island?
Yeah, so I put together my list at the comedy club last night. I have not looked at it since. I have really no idea what I wrote.
Great.
And for the comics listening and even comedy fans, you know that we're in sort of like a fugue state when we're doing comedy. It's a blackout mentality, and I can't even begin to guess what I wrote down. So we will see. We're gonna find out together.
Oh, this is great. Okay, I'm really into this, and we cut it up together. We can dissect these choices as we go through. So that's fine. And I think it's only fair to say, let's get started. What who's gonna be your first choice for the Desert Island?
The first person I wrote down is George Washington. And in parentheses next to him, I wrote too much ego. So if I'm going to have to go back in time and go into my brain, I'm thinking George Washington, right? America's first president.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
We've all heard of him. I don't know if you know this. He was like 22 and hot, famously.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yes.
Oh, good for him.
That's actually something we don't talk enough about George Washington, is that he was famously hot, even though he also famously had wooden teeth. So you have to be so structurally sound to pull off wooden teeth.
You do,
right?
You do. Yeah.
That's like a Matt Rife face,
yeah,
right? That he could crack a smile on their wooden, and you're like, I think I could get past that based on face and body. So I'm going to assume that because George Washington, he didn't even discover America. He was just our first president. That now we're on this new island and he's going to want to be the first president.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's good. That is good.
And I want to be the first president.
Yeah.
You don't get to be the first president twice. That's not fucking fair. Okay?
That's this is such a good point. Yeah.
So too much ego.
Too much ego.
We don't need two politicians on this island together.
No, true, true. I feel like the sense of entitlement from George Washington that he is going to lead things, right? He's like, it's a given that I'll lead this, but you're going to be there being like, hang on a minute, I've got this.
Yeah. The times are different, you know? Well, women can be in politics now. For all we know, Martha Washington might have been a better politician, but she couldn't because she was too busy. I don't know. What did women do back then?
I dare say. I dare say. I imagine
bake,
looking after the
children. Get fucked.
Yeah.
Like, what?
No,
it couldn't have been good.
No, it's not good.
Poor Martha had to marry a guy. She had splinters in her mouth all day long from making out with a nightmare.
Apparently, she was doing all right. He's hot stuff, apart from the wooden teeth.
Yeah. I also read something, and I can't believe I know this because I know almost nothing about anything.
Okay.
But I read somewhere that Martha Washington was famous for a cake made out of black pepper.
Right.
Which sounds disgusting.
It sounds grim. Yeah.
It's horrific. So that's how you know she was mentally unwell. She was baking her friend's cake with pepper in it.
There it is. I've Googled it. There's a pepper cake.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes as a blonde, I surprise myself by knowing anything.
That's good. You're doing all right. Apparently, not only are they made of pepper, they're aged for 6 months. It's 6-month-old cake.
That's not how cake works, my girl.
No wonder he had wooden teeth, right?
Oh my God. They yanked him out. He was eating too much fucking old pepper cake.
Yeah, I know.
His dentist was like, what's happening at home?
He's just like,
be honest with me.
I'm eating all this fucking pepper cake. I need some wooden teeth in there to get through it. Just like, yeah, okay, this is good.
My wife is crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so George Washington, yeah. He's going to have some really old school views as well. He's going to have some, it's going to be extreme, I think. It's going to be quite scary.
He's going to be all Declaration of Independence. And it's like, that didn't really work out so good.
Yeah.
If he finds any Aborigines, they're dead immediately.
Yeah, it's not.
Let's be honest. We know what Georgie did and it wasn't great.
Ooh.
You know, he's not going to be the leader that we need in the new world. So I'm going to, that's the last person I want on my island. And this is my island now.
This is your chance to create your own hellscape of an island. So it is your island.
And I can only imagine he had like, you know, back then they really were into those white powdered wigs and the outfit. Like he was, seems really high maintenance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of accessories happening.
That's true.
The capris, the little, the high socks, the cobbly little shoes.
That is a lot of effort. I mean, I can barely be bothered to put on a t-shirt and jeans each day. Like,
exactly.
How long is it taking him to get? It's quite extravagant, right?
It is extravagant. It's a little drag queeny.
It is a bit drag queeny.
It's, we don't talk about how America was founded by queens.
Yeah,
but... and God bless them. Yeah, I'm in like God honest pajamas right now at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
in New York.
Great.
I can't be waking up and George has to do a full skincare routine and hairstyle. Yeah. Like he has to get hair and makeup done.
Like George, we need to find food. We need to get food. We need some wood.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We need to like, we can't use your teeth. So we need to like light the fire with something. Okay. Also interesting that he's like 22. Like that, I don't think you need some 22-year-old high horse energy on the island.
Yeah.
Either.
It's like politicians are old as shit now, George.
Yeah.
We've moved past it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Our president can't even open his eyes anymore. Listen, we don't do young bucks around here no more.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Okay. I think we can think about a little bit more about how George would be on the island when we introduce another person, I think. So
yes.
What the interplay would be like. So, Gabby, who's going to be your second choice for the desert island?
So the next choice I had, which does play into the first choice... The shit I wrote down is truly like hieroglyphics.
Yeah, that's great.
The next person I have down is Emrata, Emily Ratajkowski.
I can't wait for this. Please tell me why.
Yes. So she is a model, as we all know. She has giant tits, amazing body. And I wrote, I have to be the hottest person on the island because you know when the rescue boat comes, they're grabbing Emrata and leaving. They're leaving my ass there. If they see Emrata's tits on this island, they're taking her and leaving me to die, okay? Yeah. And I want to be the hot one. I want to get on the rescue boat, and they're like, they put the captain's hat on me, and I'm like, woo! They hand me an Aperol spritz. I have to be the hot one.
I love how you think the rescue goes. It's, oh, that is beautiful.
They're like, get on here.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. But then if she's there, you feel like you're going to get second string. Okay.
Oh my God. They're going to be like, is that a new species of animal you found on this island? Emrata? Are you doing scientific discoveries, finding that ugly ass animal over there? I'm like, come on. I'm a 10 in New Jersey. Doesn't that count for anything?
Oh, 10 in New Jersey.
They're like, no, you can't even be a woman near Amrata. It's over. They're leaving you to die.
Stressful. That is stressful. Okay. Yes.
So that plays into that, you know, no hot people are coming with me on this island. Okay. Uggos exclusively.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, we'll get into this in a minute, but that sets up your third choice perfectly. I mean, I can't wait because you've obviously classified this person in a certain way. Emrata, she has a podcast now, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Everyone has a podcast now, including me. We need to redefine what podcast means.
Yeah. The door's open.
You can't just sit in a chair with big tits and have a podcast. That's what I do with no tits, okay? You have to have no tits to do a podcast. That's how I feel.
Oh, I need to go and work out, I think.
Don't release this. You're not allowed to have this podcast. I don't want to see that hot of a person speak. That's not for you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you're right.
I didn't grow into my head till I was 19.
Yes.
I'm the one who gets to speak now. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You be hot. I'll be hot in my late 20s, absolutely.
Yes.
But you be hot and go like this and have fun. And then let us do the talking.
Yes.
I'm begging you.
Okay.
My friend and hilarious comedian, Hannah Berner, did her podcast. And it's an amazing episode. And watch it just because.
Okay, I will. Yeah.
Hannah is the queen of the punchline, and she kept asking Emrata if she shits, and it's literally the funniest thing. I mean, crude humor for a British audience, but it is so funny. Emrata couldn't answer. Like her press was like, "Do not answer."
Okay.
It is really good. It is really good.
Look, your reasoning behind Emrata is, I think, genius. Anything else about Emrata before we put her on the island?
Yeah. Also, like, speaking of podcasts, you know, I have my own podcast as a comedian called The Podcast. We're on this island, right? I want to be the entertainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well as the president. I'm taking all roles. I want to be the one with a desert island podcast. If Emrata starts a desert island podcast, that's going to number one immediately. and unjustifiably so. My podcast is going to be fucking hilarious. I'm going to be doing like coconut bits and I have like monkeys on, you know, like it's going to be so much like logistically better than her podcast, but it won't get any attention. Because Emrata is interviewing a rock for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm literally juggling bananas, like doing incredible
doing
comedic
all the
comedy.
Stuff. Yeah.
Comedic comedy. Doing incredible comedic comedy. Can you tell it's 10 a.m. here?
Maybe this is saying more about you than it is about Emrata. Is it?
I know. I'm sort of, it's turning a corner now, and I'm being really attention seeking where I have to have every role on this island. This says something about me, but we're going to fly past it because this isn't a psychoanalyst podcast, okay?
Based on what you said in that choice, I am desperate to hear who your third person is going to be for the desert island.
My third person, and this is actually, I'm on a real kick right now with this person.
Okay.
The third person is Zac Efron.
Interesting. Okay.
Another hot guy. But I don't know if you're familiar with his travel show. Oh, you're about to lose your life to this show. Okay. Zac Efron, who is, God bless him, so dumb, right? So dumb. And I hate to slander three celebrities. I'm including George Washington.
No, it's great. It's great. Might as well do your career in one fell swoop. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Zac Efron, his marbles gonna miss it. You know what I'm saying? He's dumb visibly and internally. And I am obsessed with him because of that. And he has this show on Netflix. I think it's called Down to Earth or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he travels the world with this legit random guy as his co-host. He is like co-hosting the show with his neighbor. Like, it is a random guy. I think he wrote a book. Like, the co-host is just like a white guy from LA. and they travel the world and they go to all, it's like sustainable and they go to all these places. But Zach's so dumb that he can't have a conversation with these like geniuses who are doing like, you know, eco living and all this stuff. So he's always just like, whoa, this is sick. Whoa, this is sick. Oh my God, this food's really good. And it's like hours of this. And his co-host is like pretty knowledgeable about everything. Oh, yeah. So his co-host is always like, yeah, Zach, this is cool. So moving on.
Oh, it's really?
So funny. I've seen almost every episode. I can't get enough of it. Oh, and then they have to, in post, they had to have Zach record a bunch of voiceover to explain what's going on because he doesn't do it in the episode. Oh, he God. Just shows up at a place and he's like, I like your outfit.
Whoa, that's cool.
It's amazing. So the reason I wouldn't want him on the island with me is because he has no tactile skills, or there's no way he could help in any way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when the rescue boat comes, they're going to be like, sick, Zac Efron, and then grab him. I'm dead again.
Yeah.
Cause you know, every guy just like loves Zac Efron for some reason. I don't know how that happened. He was a little twink on High School Musical.
He
and then suddenly he's every guy's guy.
I have got no a bigger, idea.
How did he make that? An excellent joke. We actually did, not to bring up my podcast again, but we did an investigation on Zac Efron as a theory. And we have a whole hour episode where we dive in to what we believe Zac Efron is to society. But yeah, I'm coming off of that episode and finishing up his series.
What's his look like on the show? Does he embody some kind of like traveler type looking?
Well, it depends. Are we talking first season or second season?
You tell me. You tell me. I can't wait to find out.
First season, he is he's very buff right now, like almost too buff, where you're like, how do you pull that off? Like, are you okay? Like, his neck is like twice the size of his head. You're like, is there a spine in your body, or is it like steel beams? Like, he's structurally so sound, actually, that it's wild. There's like scaffolding around him at all times. So the first season, he's really like hippy dippy, like a man you would find in a hostel.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I'm with you.
He's wearing like a drug rug. He has like an unkept beard.
Yeah. Okay.
And like a flat brim hat.
Oh wow!
Just horrific. And he's in a lot of like skating t-shirts, but like not the hot ones, like Quicksilver. You know, like his look is atrocious. It's like fully like someone off the rack PacSun level look. And then the second season,
that's
he's going for sort of like a Johnny Bravo look. Like he's in the middle of the woods, but he's like perfectly shaven and like clean cut.
Why?
And in like a white t-shirt. He's like hiking and jumping off cliffs in like a crisp white t-shirt.
Why?
And I don't know. That it does, at least the first one made sense. The second look makes no sense. He's like in Australia, like carving a you know, like processing meat, in dressed like he's in the streets of LA. It's so wrong that it's right.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with the show. It's not meant to be. It's supposed to be like heartwarming.
Of course.
Out loud funny.
Oh my God. Yes. Thank you. That is what I'm going to do tonight. It's there. I'm there. That's great. I can't wait to see Zac Efron just looking confused in villages around the world.
I mean, the thing is, who's even more confused in the show is the people he's talking to. And that's really awesome. Like, he'll be talking to like a villager who's like, oh my God, Zac Efron. Like, this is awesome. You know, like everyone's just like, it's like they're in the middle of Indonesia and they're like, holy shit, Zac Efron's here. Like,
why? Like that?
Yeah. They're all like, what are you doing here? And he can't, and then they can't even have a conversation with him because he's dumb as rocks. So they're just like, they all walk away being like, well, this was weird.
It sounds like everyone involved in the show is confused why it's happening. And that is
yes. And it's also really funny to like imagine him pitching this show to people. Yes. Like him walking into a room full of producers and being like, hey, my guys, isn't the Earth awesome? He's like, you know what I've noticed? This planet's beautiful. So you want to get out there with me?
Yeah, actually, sweet. Yeah, we're off. Let's go.
Zach, whatever you want.
We can do carry us. Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. He's like, I've totally noticed that outside is so crazy. Let's get out there together.
Sweet.
They're like, hell yeah, Zach. We're in.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Oh my God. Okay. So far, you've created a very hellish island for yourself. But now, mercifully, among the wreckage of the plane, there was some food and drink left over. Unfortunately for you, it's your least favorite food and drink in the world. What are they and why are they so bad?
Let's see what I wrote.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do drink.
So first.
What I wrote down is margaritas. My reasoning is I don't want to get too comfortable and have too much fun. So when the rescue boat comes, I'm like, I'm good. You can leave me.
Yeah.
I'm like too drunk and then now I'm having a good time and it turns into like a beach party and I just let the rescue leave me there because it's a blast.
Yeah. I can imagine you stood on the beach, there's a rescue boat and then there's an airplane full of margaritas and you're just like in between like, and then just stay.
Oh my God, guys, it's the margs. I'm sorry I look like this. So it's definitely the margs.
Gabby, the Uber's here. I'm having too much of a good time. Just leave me.
I'm good. I'll call one later.
That's so good.
It's my night out. It's my night off. So I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Margaritas does that to me too, I would say. Mm. And so I feel like, I don't know, it must be the tequila, right?
A margarita will have you so joyous, honestly. Literally the Christmas angel inside of you. You are having the best time. And also the sugar mixed with the tequila, you could stay up for 24 hours. Like, it's like 30 Red Bulls.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I have the best time if I have a margarita. I would say I have the best time if I have tequila. But having it in a margarita with the sugar combo is... That is beautiful.
When I drink margaritas, I am like globe trotting. Like the amount of space you could cover on a margarita is wild.
Yeah, you'll be like, I don't need that rescue boat. I'm swimming home. Do you know what I mean?
I'll swim home. I'm good.
I feel like you're getting away with one here because having an island full of tequila would be great, actually. It would be fun. But I like your reasoning that it would hinder your opportunity to get off the island.
Yes.
Okay.
This all makes sense.
It does make sense. Even better than you choosing tequila and us talking about it is you trying to make sense of what you wrote down yesterday.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying this.
I swear to God, I wrote this in the dark and I have not looked at it since. So I think this is really fun for all of us in this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying it. Okay, so margarita is going to be your drink choice.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be your food choice?
The food I wrote down is hummus. And then in parentheses, it says, will binge eat it. So I think my science there was like, I won't be able to ration. I mean, how can you not eat a whole tub of hummus immediately?
It's
impossible to not. It goes.
It just goes. Yeah.
So if there's going to be however many tubs of hummus, I'm binge eating that one day and then I'm starving for the rest of my time on this island. I won't survive.
It's so true. It is so true. I feel like you're kind of getting away with this. Imagine a night with constant margaritas and unlimited hummus. It's actually a good night.
You didn't tell me that I can't spin the system and still have fun.
Honest to God, I've got a lot of respect for it. I feel like you've spun it to the right degree, though, because the reasons are there. I can't stop that. Do you know what I mean? I can't say anything to that because you have a reason why. You're going to eat all the hummus on the first day. But now all I want to do is go out and find a shitload of hummus and some margaritas.
Well, this island rocks.
It's actually kind of quite good.
I'm with three hotties and hummus and margaritas.
I can't really contest your hummus that much. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I can't say anything more to that. I'm going to put that on the island. So thank you very much, Gabby. Right. Fortunately for you, you won't be without entertainment on the island. The plane's entertainment system continues to work. But just your luck, it only has two working settings. One is your least favorite film of all time, and the other is your least favorite song. What are they and why?
Okay, these answers are, you could tell I was running out of steam here.
Okay.
Because things are starting to make less sense.
All right.
The song I wrote, and I quote, "I don't know, baby shark, I think that feels obvious. It's a hellish, that's a hellscape of a song.
That's awful. That is awful.
The thing I don't understand about Baby Shark is as an adult with no kids, how have I heard that song so many times?
No, that's true. I am an adult with two kids, and honest to God, it's so painful. And I don't know.
I'm so sorry that the pain in your voice right now is palpable.
You love your kids, so you give them what they want. But really, I don't think I could listen to it again. Luckily, they grew out of it one stage or another. But sometimes I go around friends' houses and they do have small children and you might encounter it. But honestly, it is the worst. It is the worst.
When I was growing up, my parents just played music they liked. And then sort of dealt with that as a child, right?
Yes.
Because they are like, we clothe and feed you and house you. So shut the fuck up.
So we listen to
the fact that Baby Shark, it has all of these parents in a chokehold is so sad and says something about society.
So we desperately try and get the kids to listen to stuff that we also like. So like we've introduced them to some bands and some songs and they're like, they like those songs and it's really good for us. But we also do have Amazon Alexa in the house and they just put on what they want. They just like go up to it and like the amount of times I've heard that song from that Wednesday program is ridiculous, you know. I can dance with my hands. If I have to hear that again, that could easily go on the island, although it's not my island.
You know how we're so afraid of AI
as a
global society?
Oh yeah.
I think the AI takeover has already happened the moment kids figured out how to work with the Amazon Alexas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's already done. Yeah. The takeover has, the war has begun. A three-year-old knows how to work an Amazon Alexa. My Amazon Alexa doesn't even hear my voice for some reason. I'm saying her name out loud. She hasn't even said what?
Hasn't registered.
But if a three-year-old walks in here, immediately she's like, what do you want?
What do you want?
She's learning
it's the future. We're in trouble.
Baby
Shark on repeat for the rest of your life is horrific.
It is horrific. And also, I don't know if it's sort of like a swan song for sharks, but then there's a bunch of baby sharks coming to the island. I can't even take a dip because the water is filled with sharks. Because their anthem is playing.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah, that does. But also, like, you're tipsy off margaritas. Do you know what I mean? You don't want Baby Shark. You need something to dance to. You need something fun.
Yeah.
And that's
exactly
awful. Yeah, okay.
That's hell.
Baby Shark goes on the island. And what's going to be your film choice?
Okay, this is, like, another personal vendetta.
Okay.
I wrote Titanic for multiple reasons. For the obvious reason is like, it's a real triggering because...
A bit too close to home.
Yeah. Their boat crashed. My plane crashed. I survived. Then I'm thinking about Leo dying, you know, like it's all, but the film and reality are blending together in such a demonic way. Also, I've never understood the hype around Titanic. And I'll tell you why. I recently saw Titanic for the first time last year.
Whoa.
I know. And it's because, and I don't know if you guys had this in the UK, but it feels actually very British. So maybe you even invented it. We had these films growing up called, they were the thumb films. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was like thumbs play different characters in famous films.
What?
It was like a child series, I guess. But it was like rated R. So actually, do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, I know. I can imagine what you're talking about, but I've never seen it. Right, okay. And so it's like you know, like thumbs.
It's like this, but they have like little wigs
right,
on.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
And there was Thumb Wars, Thumb Trek, and there was also Thumb Tanic, right? And I saw Thumb Tanic when I was like six, a million times. So by the time I was old enough to watch the actual film, I was like, I already know the plot points. I'm not interested. I already saw the better version of it, of the plot with thumbs, which is awesome, yeah. You know? Why would I need to see this film version?
Yeah.
So that film has always haunted me because I think it's the boring version of the true story.
What did you think when you watched it? Did you enjoy it?
I was like, okay. It didn't blow my top off like everyone else. I mean, it was kind of scary, but also everyone was being so dumb.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where you're watching a movie, like a horror movie, and you're like, he's right behind you. It's like ridiculous how you don't sense that he's behind you, you know? Or like, don't go into the woods right now, girl. Probably not a good idea. Yeah. It's like that. So watching Titanic, I'm like, it's like, I wish it was Choose Your Own Adventure, because you'd be like, hey, just go down the other hallway and get on the boat.
Yeah.
You idiots. Is it because you didn't have the internet back then, you idiots?
Oh, this is good. I love that that's what you took away. That's brilliant. I need to see the Thumbtanic version, I think. I want to see it in 6 minutes. I think Titanic is a great... Also, it's like 3 hours long. It's a painfully long film. It doesn't need to be that long. And like, you might have watched it once and you're like, oh, it also gives me nothing. And then like a few days later, and then you've got to sit through it again. That's wasting a lot of your life.
It's tragic.
Mm.
Listen, I'm on an island. I want to enjoy the sights. I want to go on a hike. I want to be outdoors. I don't want to watch this long ass, boring ass film.
You want to go on a drunken hike.
Exactly, and get eaten by a wolf immediately. Like,
just get this over with. Yeah.
I don't know what island has wolves, but
I don't know. But also, all full of hummus. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's not cute.
I mean, I didn't intend the segue to be like this. But is there anything else about Titanic before we move on?
I think everyone's ugly in it. Does that count for anything? I think it's everyone looks really bad except for Leo, and it makes like a, and then you're like, he's the poor one, but no one's being like, but he's so hot. You know, like, that's also right there.
It's probably because everyone else in the film is meant to be British and he's the only American one.
And they're like, ew, Americans are hotter than us. Fuck that.
Kill him off. Yeah.
Get him off.
Yeah,
have to have rosacea.
Titanic goes on the island, and you mentioned wolves, but finally, the island is overrun by the biggest dick of all the animals. Which animal is it and why?
Hilarious way of saying that, by the way. I wrote cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's because they're not to be trusted. I think we could all agree at this point that cats don't care if we live or die.
It's true. Yeah,
I see they're against us, and they're conniving. And I would even go as far as to say evil.
Oh, yeah, I'd say.
And I'm going to be surrounded by these animals that I can't even trust.
Okay.
And then they all band together and figure out how to like take me down and eat me. You know, like I see a war of me against me, drunken, like hammered on margaritas, trying to battle a million cats, and they're so agile. I don't think I stand a chance.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's true. I think they hate us. I mean, anyone that is convinced that a cat loves them is in denial or just is looking for love in the wrong places.
Literally they're in a toxic relationship with their pet.
Yeah. The only benefit I would say to a cat rather than a dog is the cat just takes itself outside to go to the toilet. Whereas a dog, you've got to walk it around and pick it up. See what I mean?
Right, but if you're on an island, the dog is going.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
You know.
It's true.
You could still convince a wild dog to love you. They're man's best friend, right? Have you ever watched the show Alone?
No.
I'm giving you so much media.
Yeah, I know. This is great. I'm going to watch. Yeah, I've got a podcast to watch, a series, and now Alone. What's Alone?
The show Alone. I got obsessed with the show during the pandemic, which is very fitting. It's on like National Geographic or something. And they take like self-proclaimed survivalists and they drop them in the middle of like Mongolia or or Canada or somewhere crazy.
Yeah.
And they could have like three tools and they have their own camera and a satellite phone. And the whole goal is to survive as long as possible.
Yes. Wow.
And then you win. But they're filming themselves. So they're fully alone for like months on end. I think the person who lasted the longest was like 4 months in like some island off of Canada. And these people are going that, yes, they could figure out to eat. Some can figure out how to eat. Some can figure out how to stay warm, whatever. But the main ones that go crazy is for no, like with no social interaction or love.
Oh, wow.
And they start spiraling.
Oh, wow.
And they're like talking to the camera, like, yeah, like I just need to say hi to someone. Like I need to talk to someone, blah, blah, blah. Like they're all going fucking crazy because they haven't talked to someone.
That is nuts. Okay. I wouldn't have even thought that. It's like, it's way more emotional than it is physical.
There's one woman on this series who is like, she must be the luckiest woman alive. She's an herbalist, right? So there's like survivalists who hunters, there's fishers, whatever. This woman is an herbalist. So at first you're like, there's no way she's making it. Like she, all she has is like a what's it called?
Pestle and mortar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have actual hunting skills. She hangs up one fishing net and catches salmon like every single day. She has, at one point she goes, I have just too much fish. Like, and people are starving to death. And she's like, it's actually really nice out here. Like, and she ends up tapping because she's like, honestly, I just miss my kids, and goes home. It's the best.
That's great. Yeah. That's how you want it to go. I mean, you don't produce the show, but surely this is a nightmare. Just in case, like, how can they contact someone? Like, what if something bad happens? Does bad stuff happen?
Oh, yeah. Some of them get really injured. It's crazy that this show exists.
Gabby, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This has been awesome.
It's been really fun. So we spoke a little bit before we started recording. So you're heading out on tour, or you're heading over here to do some dates?
Yes.
What's the plan?
I'm doing a London tour. I often go out and do a bunch of shows, but this time I'm throwing my own show on December 8th at 21 Soho. Yeah. I don't know the exact time, but I'm assuming it's like 7 or 8 or something.
Okay.
And it is called Slags vs. Sluts. And it's my grand competition of who is sluttier, Americans or girls from the UK. And there's a bunch of hilarious comedians doing it. Chloe Petz, Horatio Gold, Taddy McLeod, Zach Senor, my co-host. It's a perfect fusion of Katie Green, Americans and British women competing for the title of who's sluttiest.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, and it's stand-up and segments, and it's fun. It's going to be great. December 8th, you could get tickets in the link in my bio, baby, or on 21soho.com.
And you mentioned before about your podcast. Where can people find your podcast?
Yes, I have a podcast called La Podcast with Gabby Bryan and Zach Senor, L' podcast. I know that's not how you spell it in French. We did that on purpose. Shut up, okay? It's available Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, wherever you find your podcasts, you'll find it because we are pretty much naked on the cover wearing berets. You'll see that immediately. You could also find that in the bio of all my social media, which is at Gabby is Brian, GABBYISBRYIN on TikTok and Instagram. And I have a Twitter. I don't go on it.
Great.
Okay. But if you want to see old tweets by me, go ahead and see that. It's a lot of it's about like salad. Like it's not fun. But find me on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram.
Great. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Oh my God. Thanks for having me. This has been psychotic.